Today from the Ohio Newsroom, varsity-level video games. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The first varsity college esports team was formed a decade ago. Since then, at least 40 higher ed institutions have formed competitive video gaming programs in Ohio. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes a look at the growth in university-level gaming.
The esports arena at Miami University doesn't echo with the screams of cheering fans. Instead, the small computer lab-like room only resounds with vigorous clicks, sometimes interrupted by strategizing shouts. Despite the lack of fanfare, it's home to a nationally recognized team. Miami University is one of many Ohio colleges that have invested in building an esports program. And they've done pretty well. They took home a national title their first year, and twice they've topped state competitions. Students compete in games like Overwatch, Valorant, Rocket League, and tonight's game.
Oh my goodness!
That's so much damage.
I was gonna say,
League of Legends. Assistant Director James Davis says the team started 7 years ago when the university realized it could be a recruitment tool.
Something like 30 to 40 students every year come to Miami because of the reputation of the esports program, which is something.
At first, esports only took hold at small, private universities. But soon, Davis says the interest in video game competition became hard to ignore. Esports is a billion-dollar industry. On the professional level, large tournaments boast more viewers than the Super Bowl. So large public universities like Ohio State, University of Cincinnati, and Ohio University entered the game.
Now we're at a point where, why don't you have an esports program?
Jeff Kuhn leads the esports program at Ohio University. He says competitive gaming has helped the university engage with a demographic that would otherwise be cooped up in a dorm room.
More students are playing games and they wanted this to happen. It's been very bottom-up driven by students in order for them to be able to shape sort of university culture. And I think the fact that universities are responding to that is really important.
It's so popular that it's influencing curriculum. You can get an esports certificate at Ohio University, go to graduate school for esports management at Miami, and if you're good enough, get some cash to do it. University of Akron offers up to $2,500 in esports scholarships. Even so, Kuhn says esports still feels a little bit like the Wild West. With new editions of video games coming out each year, regulation is difficult.
Nobody owns basketball. Nobody owns football, right? But all the games we play are intellectual property of a company. And so they sort of have two competing interests.
Plus, it's not all codified by one organization like the NCAA. Instead, it's a patchwork of different leagues and associations. Despite those complications, esports programs are fairly easy to start up. You don't have to sink a lot of funds, which means small, cash-strapped rural colleges can also compete. Sure, the OSU-Michigan rivalry has carried over to esports. But also, small schools like Shawnee State University in Portsmouth take on colleges more than triple their size and win. For Washington State College of Ohio in Marietta, it's the start of their athletic offerings. Esports became their first sport last semester. Coach Mark Riley says he hopes it could extend their reach and make higher education more appealing to those on the fence.
Hoping that, a lot of students will kind of think about, well, hey, I never really thought about college. Maybe I'll do this. I can learn something and have fun and engage with other people and make friends at the same time.
The team is pretty small right now, a group of 10 or so students. But as other Ohio teams have shown, it takes less than a decade to build a team that can compete on the national stage, attracting students and creating community in the process. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Oxford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you Monday.